You know, we're so quick to judge or so quick to get awkward with talking about money, and the financial menu takes so much of that away.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D Dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing. Welcome back to this week's episode of the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries. I've got Meredith here today with me. Also, this episode is sponsored by Coca-Cola.
And Diet Coca-Cola. It's happy hour time though, so let's get into it.
We needed a little pick-me-up this afternoon.
Yeah, so Aubrey and I are here. We're in Nashville once again. We're always here, you know, doing different things, just wrapping up another one of our case acceptance boot camps. This week, I think we want to talk about something that a lot of people ask about, right? Like they have a lot of questions and they also have a lot of pushback on, right? So a lot of times when we present this and we start to talk about it, people are always like, well, we use what comes from our software, or we use this company, or we use something else. So today we're kind of going to talk about financial menus, why we use what we use, and how we use it, and what it can do for your practice.
So I think one big reason that we'll just go ahead and throw out there is the reason we love our financial menu, which for those that aren't using it, just so that you guys know, it's an Excel document that it simplifies the treatment plan for the patient. But one reason, or the biggest reason that we use it is because it is simplified for the patient, but also scalable for the team members. So
When we say it's simplified for the patient, it's based on our practice. So this is different for every practice, but it's based on what financial obligations or which financial companies and offerings that we use and offer. So for example, if we don't offer 7 years financing, then we don't have that on our financial menu. We only have what is available for our patients.
On the patient side of things, most of the time, our patients, when we're presenting dentistry, what do they want to know? They want to know
Much it costs.
how much it costs and is my insurance going to cover it? So what's nice is that the financial menu really helps us avoid all of the insurance conversation and dialogue because it really doesn't focus on the insurance benefits like practice management softwares do. So it really just focuses on the dentistry that we've talked about. It says what the treatment total is, what the estimated out-of-pocket is, and then the ways that you can pay for it.
Well, Aubrey, is this my insurance cover anything?
Yeah, great question. So this actually shows you exactly how we're going to maximize your insurance benefits. So this is what it would cost, and this is what it costs after your insurance benefits.
Okay, and I'm just having looks like one crown and one filling.
Yep, that's right. And then these are the options for, you know, what works best for you to pay for it, which works for you.
Perfect. I just threw that in there. That's fine. Kind of getting jumping ahead, but a lot of times I like to tell this story. We had a patient call and we had given someone in the office, this was probably, gosh, so we've both been working in our practices
For a hot minute.
just to see like the kind of change we've seen. I was the fifth team member that T-Bone hired, and I think you guys had eight team
Yeah,
members.
I was the ninth.
Now you guys are at
35.
35 and we're at like 14 team members. So it's crazy to see the growth and the scalability of a lot of these systems that we use, which we'll talk about. But I remember everyone getting kind of a little chewed out because somebody gave a patient a printout of the Eaglesoft or whatever practice management software we were using for one occlusal filling. So they did not give them a financial menu. So it showed what insurance paid. And obviously, it would have been the exact same numbers on the financial menu. So we were like, what? You know,
What's
what's
the
the
big
big
deal?
deal? Why is this such a big deal? Well, the patient had called the next day and said, you know, I brought this home to talk to my husband, and it said 1S dash resin. And she Googled it and she said, are you putting tree sap in my mouth?
Yes, we use tree sap for filling material.
It's actually free.
So it's eco-friendly. It's great for the environment.
Holistic.
Yeah. Holistic.
Yeah. So that is where we realized, you know, the layman, how important the layman's terms are.
Mm-hmm.
Tooth-colored filling, white filling, filling, crown, not a resin or composite or any of these other terms that we so naturally use and we don't even realize that we're
saying
technical.
It. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're educating, we're getting technical, and that's not what helps sell the dentistry.
Yeah. And really the patient is just wanting a general summary, like, and maybe an idea of where we're doing it in their mouth. So, you know, when we're putting the treatment plan in, if it's two crowns, we'll put two crowns and then on the upper right. And then in parentheses, we can put numbers 2 and 3.
Right.
Or if it's three fillings, you know, three fillings on one on the lower left, one on the lower right, you know, one on the upper right, and put the tooth numbers in parentheses.
Yeah.
But it's a general summary of what the treatment recommendations are so that it doesn't create any confusion. So often, I think we offer up information without the patient even asking, and then it leads down these rabbit holes and conversations of things that we just don't need to, we should have never brought up to begin with.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing is, you know, it may be fine with one filling, but then where do we draw the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe fine with one crown, but then where do we draw the line? And then you get into patients who are like, they need a crown and two fillings. And they're like, well, I see here that my insurance covers the crown and one filling. Can I save, you know, the rest until next year? And it's like, that's really inconvenient for us and the patient.
Yeah. Right? And clinically, if they're next to each other, like, we would obviously prefer to do them at the same time.
Or, you know, checking their bite, bringing them back, having to schedule multiple days. I mean, it doesn't take much longer versus having to bring them in, get them numb again and all of this stuff. Plus, they're having to take off work twice. And it's like, at some point, you having to take off work has to
cost you more than paying for the filling.
It has to cost more than $100, you know, difference that this is going to make. So a lot of times we think for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we want to make it as affordable as possible. And so putting it in the financial menu and offering the payments. And this is one of the things we talked about today is, you know, they ask the they were saying, we asked the patients, do you need a payment plan? And I was like, I don't ask the patients. I say, we offer payment options.
Yeah, to everyone.
Yes. And this is what we offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them choose. A lot of times patients choose payment options that don't need payment. Right?
Yeah.
But if it's there and it's 0% interest or they have great credit, then a lot of times, I mean, we don't think about it, but people buy things all day long on.
I was going to say, I'd be curious to see how many people that buy Lamborghinis use financing. Like, or just something expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like, we do it all the time.
I feel like people that buy those are probably...
maybe paying cash.
Yeah.
But again, I think you'd be surprised if they pick financing options, maybe.
And especially the mid-range cars and stuff that are luxury, but not, like, over the top.
Lambos.
Yeah. Not, like, quite...
I have no idea why I said Lamborghinis.
Like, do we even know how much those cost?
No, no idea, which is why I'm still thinking about financing.
I think it's, like, $200 to $500.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
It's like a house.
Yeah.
So... yeah, but I think that's one of the things is we don't make it awkward with, we offer payments, or, you know, we're so quick to judge or so quick to get awkward with talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
And the financial menu takes so much of that away.
Yeah. And I know a couple things that we see this happen a lot. Like if we were presenting the practice management software treatment plan, where patients would start to pick and choose would be like, if we listed a crown and then a buildup, they'd be like, well, what's a buildup? I don't want to have to pay for that. I don't want to do that. And it's like, well, that's not really even an optional thing.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Right.
Or like grafting for an extraction. Mm-hmm. Like we, as a team, we believe that like almost every tooth should be grafted when we take it out so that it's prepped for an implant or tooth replacement outside of wisdom teeth. So, you know, not entering that information or adding that information into the conversation to create the confusion, I think helps.
Yeah. And I think to be clear, if a patient ever asks for the breakdown or ever asks for, you know, something with insurance and needs codes or anything like that, we are more than happy to share that. That is not, we're not hiding anything. We're not changing anything. We're just trying to, but that is, you know, someone always has to say that. So I like to mention it.
Yeah. But we're just trying to retrain the patients.
How many patients ask for that? Hardly any.
Well, and the only reason they ask is because that's what they're familiar with.
Right.
So normally my response, if they ask for the breakdown, is, Oh, yeah. I mean, we really have gotten away from using that just because it's so confusing. We want to make it as simple as possible. And then this is nice because it shows all your payment options, yes. which one, again, like pointing them back to which one works best for you. Yeah. But it's that simple, right?
Yeah. Do you see any of these that would work in your budget?
Yeah. And better yet, like we can save you from having to take off several, you know, days of work by doing all of this at once. Yeah. And rather than you having to come up with several big chunks of money at each visit, you can just split it up over a monthly payment plan. Right. So I think another problem that it really solves for the team is that instead of, because a lot of times a bottleneck in the flow of a practice is everything falling on the front desk or one person being the person that every team member in the back brings the patient to present the cost.
Right.
Because the back office team members aren't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So if we can use that team member that's up front as more of a treatment coordinator and let them focus on the larger treatment plans and get the back office team members comfortable with presenting this financial menu, it's so simple that it makes it really scalable and doable for the back office team members.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we went back to talking about money. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we laughed one time because T-Bone heard a team member reading off the financial menu. So they said, you know, we typically like to say, this is the treatment total and this is your patient portion.
Mm-hmm.
These are the payment options and kind of just let them choose, right? Let them read it. And one time we said, if you do 3 months, it will be this month. If you do 6 months, it'll be this month. And he said, what if you went to a restaurant and your server said, besides the daily specials, right, which is kind of like what our total is and what your patient portion is. They said, here, let me read you
the
whole menu. So for appetizers, we have a queso. We have a spinach dip. We have Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. For salads, we have a Cobb salad.
Yeah, Southwest, yeah. Chopped. Which do you prefer?
We're totally reading the Del Frisco's.
Yeah, we are. Right, we should go right now. Yeah, so it's just, again, making it scalable for every team member to be able to present it. So it's as simple as typing in the patient's name, the date, the doctor that would be doing the dentistry, a summary of the treatment that we're recommending. Again, I think, like Meredith was saying, this an important detail is that it is still being saved in the practice management software so that the information that we're getting for this document is, it has the detailed version in the software for us to look back at. Yeah. But then everything below the treatment summary really spits out the numbers on its own for us. Yeah. So it's literally, like you said, this is the treatment total, this is your patient portion, and then these are the ways to pay for it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, like what's kind of on it, because under all of that nitty gritty of, you know, this how long it's good for is the patient signature.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't schedule any patients without firm financial arrangements.
Yep.
So that means that we have a signed FA menu, we have a checked box on which payment option works for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're paying in full, they have a down payment. And, you know, we get a lot of pushback with that too. And it's just like, you know,
from people that are apprehensive with using it. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, where do you go nowadays? I mean, I had to prepay for an entire meal. One of the meals we booked in Disney World, I didn't even get to pay like a deposit.
Yeah.
I had to pay for the $300 the entire meal before.
People, like, when you book a flight, you pay before you fly. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, all of the
a lot of things
we do nowadays, facial, spa treatments, hair appointments, they're like, we're going to collect $100 deposit. And then if you need to cancel, please give us a week's notice or something. And that's just, you know, we're reserving this time for you. We don't double book with our doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it gives us a fair chance to fill this appointment should you need to move it. And then it does go, obviously, it's a down payment, so it goes towards the treatment that you'll be doing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, like you said, an important note is that everybody gets one. So that's whether you're doing, you know, a cleaning and it's a cash pay patient and it's going to be $300 or for treatment on the doctor side. We really want to use it for everyone. And one of the things that sometimes team members will say is like, oh, well, you know, it was a smaller treatment plan. It was just a $50 out of pocket for a filling.
Yeah.
And what we've found is that if you run a report of your AR in your practice and then do what the average is for the total AR, it's like between $50 to $150.
Right. The small
things. So it's the small things that we don't do the financial arrangements for.
Right.
So it really is helping cut down on that total or that small amount so that there's no confusion, because those are the patients that get frustrated when they're like, well, you didn't tell me, or you said my insurance was going to cover it. And it's like, well, we presented the financial arrangement that showed the breakdown for you.
Yeah. And for those few patients that do push back, unfortunately, all of our patients can't be as wonderful as you. So we've had to implement this, and it's just one of the systems that we have now. And I'd be happy to reserve this appointment for you when you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, we want to avoid any surprises for you. So that's why we try to get everything squared away on the front end, so that when you come in for your treatment, they can get you straight back and you don't have to talk numbers again. Yeah. You know, anything that we can do to just help the patient understand why we're using it, yeah, especially if it's new with your practice, because it will be foreign for patients. They'll be like, what is this?
I've come here for so long.
Yeah. Why are you making me pay, a down payment? Yeah. But yeah, I think that's a good thing to say to patients for sure.
Well, if you have any questions about you can have someone make this. You can put in your own parameters. That's one thing we do mention is we have different parameters that work for each monthly option. So, for example, you can't finance for $500 for 7 years. You know, that option doesn't come up until a certain number. But that's kind of in the nitty gritty. This is something that we do share with our mastermind offices. We give them our copy, our version. But you are welcome to make your own, create what works for you and your practice. And anything else on that, Aubrey?
Yeah. And then I think you could even, what's nice is like for procedures that are pretty like straightforward every time, like Invisalign or sleep apnea is a good one. Like those, it's going to be the same amount every time. So almost having like stock financial menus for those types of procedures. So it's super easy to just, you know, have the patient sign and get them set up. That's another shortcut, you know, for having them for those procedures. But yeah, I think ultimately at the end of the day, the goal and problem it's solving is it's making it scalable for the team so that everybody can do it for smaller treatment plans. And that way we're reducing our AR. We're being as transparent as possible with patients on the front end to avoid surprises. And then, you know, freeing up our front office team member to be a treatment coordinator for the larger treatment plans.
So, well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, to this week's episode on the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And don't forget to keep flossing and stay bossing.